I am. Good morning.
So, any cool movies we got to go see?
I don't know about cool. Yeah. Here's a hot one, Pompeii.
Oh, yeah.
Based on the story of a Roman town in 79 AD, destroyed by a volcano. Spoiler, I should have said that, I guess.
It looks real.
Yeah, right? Here's how the studio meeting went. What if we remade Titanic, but instead of an iceberg...
Right.
We use lava. And then the other guy's like, you mean a love story? And then I come into the meeting and I say, what if instead of a love story, we throw all the characters into the volcano as a sacrifice?
Yeah.
And then we high five in slow motion.
Right.
So it's Gladiator meets Titanic meets fire meets Welcome Back, Cotter. I just wanted to make sure you were paying attention.
Right.
I joke about that, but the main Gladiator really uses a lot of hair products, not unlike Vinnie Barbarelli. That was his name, right?
There you go, yeah.
That's an old reference. I guess it's supposed to be a bad disaster popcorn movie, but other than Kiefer Sutherland, it's really not great. I gotta go D-ish.
Yeah, there you
go. Also opening's Kevin Costner's 3 Days to Kill, where Costner has to take care of some terrorists. I wonder if someone was like, you know what's wrong with all the movies, these movies where a good guy has to kill a bad guy?
Yeah.
We don't know his timeline. Does he have a week to kill him?
Yeah.
A few years?
Right.
Which is why we tell you in the title.
Sure. Because
I'm one of the few people who enjoys McGee as a director sometimes, but even I can't defend this. The violence never lets up. It doesn't really make sense. I got to go D-plus-ish.
Huh. So not it's even the phone calls back to his daughter or whatever, like, honey, I'm at work?
It's kind of funny, like the first... two times.
Yeah.
But there are a couple times, and I do get what they're going for here.
Right.
And I actually like the writer here, too. But it's so disturbing, like, what he's actually doing to somebody. Like, it's just not that funny. And, I am squeamish about violence. I will be honest about that.
Sure.
But if it's done really well, like Tarantino.
Yeah, right.
Like, done with a purpose and a wink.
Right.
You know, this had the wink, but not the purpose.
Gotcha.
That was really deep.
Yeah. Well, hey, there you go. Come on. I wanted
really
to know.
On a good note, though. Also, it wasn't really deep. Also opening is the understated animated movie The Wind Rises. That's deep. It's from the same Japanese director who brought us Spirited Away and Ponyo. You saw those?
Okay, there you go.
Good stuff. Very quiet movie. Pretty profound. I saw it in Japanese with subtitles, but Disney is putting it out in English as well.
Cool.
Not really for kids, but a really nice way to spend a Sunday afternoon. Be on that one. Don't forget Lego Movie A-.
Yeah.
Or Frozen. That's probably still in some theaters.
Oh, there you go.
There's a few good things. Her is still out there. There's a couple things you can probably find that are worth checking out.
Well, good deal, yeah.
Let's leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.